What it do? What the business is?
Annabelle here.
That girl, Mel.
And we are We Them Girls Podcast.
Y'all check us out. Audio Wednesday on all streaming platforms. Visual on Thursday on YouTube at We Them Girls Podcast.
Y'all enjoy the next episode from the Big and Lazy Podcast.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Three Dog made this one. Too much flex, too much flex, too much flex, too much flex. Get into the money, I'm up next. Too much flex. All about my money, counting checks. Don't talk on the phone. No, I just like to text. I be in my zone. Give me my respect. No, I don't talk to haters. Haters, that's no. Because they whack. Yeah, you know I run the game. Running like I'm running track. Facts. Everybody know that I'm the best. Plus, you know I'm better than the rest. But everybody knows.
Sure. It's the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big and Lazy. I got my homie and co-host.
And I'm your boy Lazy, man. All day, every day, man. We back with another motherfucking legend, man. I'm going to go ahead and say it, man.
A legend.
Legacy. When we talk about legacy, and you talk about name, hold, and wait for the right things.
Yeah.
You know, so your kids can walk around and be who they want to be. Legacy.
Mr. You know Sold Out Saturday himself.
Man.
Cole, man. What's up, man?
Man, what up? I appreciate that, man.
No problem at all, bro. Thank you for coming to fuck with us, bro. Real talk, bro.
Appreciate your hosting, man.
Man, we always try to get people that we admire and we find intriguing and know that they have some good conversation, bro. So that's our goal, to really like big up the city, man. So
yes,
having you on is like it's like a blessing, because you ain't canceled. We had a lot of people cancel.
Two hoods for Hollywood.
Once I tell you I'm coming.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah.
So how you been, bro?
Been smooth.
That's what's
busy,
up.
Consistent, and mm-hmm. just trying to find a way.
There you
That's
go.
It. That's it.
So let's get into the Little League. Like, man, like, that's dope that you didn't came full circle. Like,
that's what we were just talking about.
You was a player.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, man, the Rams used to kick our asses, man.
Yeah.
I swear.
Everybody asked.
It's Pee Wee year. Every year, man, we'll win, get to the championship game, and the Rams is just...
We beat y'all howdy. 1 year.
34.
Okay, same age. Yeah, for sure.
We beat y'all 1 year when they had Cordy and them. I played for PCC up until my senior year.
Okay.
And we thought we won the championship. Because that was the first round we beat the Rams. You know they're going to try to fucking give us the Yellow Jackets, though. That shit was not even cool.
It was the Rams, Yellow Jackets, and Jets.
Mm-hmm. It was a three-headed monster, wasn't
Hell
it?
Yeah.
Man, that was a
10th Street.
Yeah,
10th Street was always in it.
Yeah,
but like brother. I said, man, PCC, bro, you might beat us, but we had the biggest team. Yeah. We always had the biggest team.
Yeah. And how old are you?
I'm be 33 this year.
He's like 200.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, man, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Big and Lazy Podcast, Instagram, Big and Lazy Pod. Anywhere you can find podcasts, download. We need y'all download, listen, like, subscribe, and share it to a friend.
Yeah.
So you've been around for a long time in the Little League. Who's the best person to come out, the best person you didn't see to come out the... It was the Muhammad Ali League. I don't know what it is now, but
I seen plenty of great athletes at the Ali League, bro. I swear.
Yeah. Oh my god,
like,
bro!
Like older version. Like I've been playing in Ali since I was 6 years old. You feel me? So when I was six, it was a dude named Richard Woodlock. You know, he played for the Rams.
Uh huh.
You know, he's a community activist now.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, him, Alonzo Evans, because I grew up under him.
So yeah.
I know Alonzo.
You feel me? I was just a young kid. I'm looking up to him like, damn, these niggas is pros.
Yeah.
So I just stuck around with them, just playing basketball. I kept a ball in my hand. Mm-hmm. Basketball, football, baseball.
Yeah.
But, you know, the best athlete that I played with in Little League was Sean Beeson.
Baby Sean?
Yeah.
Grove was a monster, too.
Name still ring
bells. Like, it was a whole lot.
It's a lot of it, man.
But it was amazing what Sean was doing, though.
His name still ring bells. I cut her, too. And when people would be in the barbershop talking about the same Little League shit, they'd be like, man, Baby Sean.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You feel me? But Todd was one of the hardest players I ever played against.
Yeah.
When the Yellow Jackets had Todd and...
Yeah.
Shiz.
Chris King, yeah.
Chris, you know what I mean?
Yeah. See, I played against Lamont. Todd, shit, sophomore year. It was PIP versus Eastern.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We was up on 21-0.
Yeah.
Halftime. Then we came out second half. Them nigga took off on us, bro.
He's also one of the fastest game. I ever seen play run that ball too.
But Baby Sean, he'll touch the ball five times and score five times. It was
For sure.
Yeah,
I remember that shit though.
Yeah, I remember we
human highlight, bro.
Fat Jay used to be play for our seniors when I was either a junior. I think I was a junior, and they was playing Baby Sean. And they got real mad at us. I think I was like a junior, like my first year of junior. And Baby Sean them was seniors. And they beat the shit out of PCC at Fly J. And they got mad at us. It was like, y'all weak, man. Every time he touched the ball, he scored. But that was the good old days too, man. I feel like now, like the Lily shit's kind of like watered down. Like you got good things to come out of it, but then it's like, too much politics behind this shit, and everybody want to be the best. Like, it really, I feel like growing up, it was about us.
For sure.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Our coaches was old. You know what I mean? We had, like, it was about, I ain't saying there wasn't no janky shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Any organization might have some, with money being involved, might have some janky shit going on. But at the end of the day, like, we played. Like, and that was all it was about.
Everything was sold out.
Park sold out. Chicken going.
Man.
That was the best thing. Win or lose, you get you some chicken and fries, you straight.
So what's the biggest difference, would you say, that's from back then to now? Like,
shit, I think just the internet, for real. That fucked it up. Like, people just too busy running their mouth and starting, you know. Just unnecessary beef and, you know, shit. Then once the kids see all that shit, then they gonna feed into it. You know, but I mean, it's still good in it though. It ain't like it was back in the day at all.
I think it's me, I still love the game. I love the Little League shit, cause last year was my last year coaching though. I can't do it no more.
How long you been coaching?
I've been coaching since 2019. You know what I'm saying? My first year, so I got sucked into it because we went to the championship. We won. So he was like, hey, man, if you really serious, man, you want to go down with the Mighty Mites, man, take over. I'm like, that's cool. So I stuck with it, two Mighty Mite years, two Pee Wee years, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, like I said, I like the game, but it's like, it's too, like, some of the parents be, like, they don't want to take them to the traveling teams because it costs too much. But then you won't bring them over, and I got to pick them up, take them, which I don't care. But I was pulling up with 7-8 kids.
Me too. You know what I'm saying? I got burnt out of shit.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like I got sucked into it when they think you nice. Shit get old quick, bro, because
they're going to take advantage of you.
They take advantage of you. But with the traveling shit, bro, I feel like it should be one or two teams to really represent the city, because you feel me? That takes away from the
inner city shit.
You know what I mean? Because then you get all the kids that either didn't make a team over there, or then their parents is like, we was at the whoop-de-whoop last year, but the expectations is still high. Like, this is a normal league. We ain't going past the Gene Snyder we going, you know, play Franklin County, Longhorns, you know, Radcliffe, or the Hurricanes. But even then, that's cool. That's the most packed games I see when we go out to the counties. But it's just watered down. Coaches fighting on Facebook and, like, man, Coach, shout out Coach Blue and them at PCC and Coach Shep and them at the Senior Jets. You know, Coach RP Coach Burkers. Man, they was OGs, man.
What I don't get is why they ranking these kids. Like, I didn't. That's some monkey ass shit if you ask me,
that's
bro.
That's a money grab.
It is, ain't it? Like, it is, the best six and under team. Best seven. I'm like, what? I'm like, how do you even know? I don't get that. Like, that's just some old, I don't know.
I just think it could be organized more with the traveling shit. Like, it shouldn't be 10, 11 traveling teams. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it
should be one city.
It should be a few that's representing the city, and they really going and playing the best of the best, because once at the end of the season, they go do all them tournaments in Panama and all that. Like, it's a clean sweep. Ain't nobody winning. You know what I'm saying?
Because we too divided, bro.
Yeah, we definitely ain't enough talent. And everybody want to be the man.
That's what it is. That's why there's so many different teams on different ages.
It's crazy. You know what I mean? So. It's sick. And then it's like the coaching, you know what I'm saying? The coaches is doing it for them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got 30 kids on the sideline. You feel me? If you really got a real good team like that, like, man, these parents paying $400, $500 for your kids to play. You know what I'm saying? If not, send them to the regular league. You know what I'm saying? You have a limit. Like, I want 15 of the best.
That's how it be, but, like, the league now, once you playing for travel ball,
mm-hmm.
it's like you can't come back. Over. So that's fucked up.
We suffer from that. Yeah, we kind of suffer from that. Shout out Mr. 50, man. Shout out Lil Jalen and with the play for Sunnyside, but he had played for the he had played for the Dragons since he was a Pee-wee, since he was a Mighty Mike with my son. They the same age.
Mm-hmm.
They played 2 years Mighty Mike, 2 years Pee-wee, 2 years Junior. They went to the championship the first year, Junior, and they lost, and they went just this past year, Juniors. But he went and played 7-on-7 with the travel ball. Then I think he played like a couple games, you know what I'm saying? But he tried to come back once the season started, and they was like, the head coach said, the president said, if these three players play for you again this year, you cut. You know what I'm saying? Cutting your season, yeah.
Man, it's like that, bro.
Cutthroat, ain't it?
But you got to think, though, if he's going to play in with some of the best of the best of the best kids, then it's not fair for him to come back to the
league. He's got a competitive advantage.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Which I don't understand neither, because it was so many kids that had competitive advantage over us.
Yeah.
Growing up, it was crazy. Like, I didn't want to go play Todd and Shiz and them. The niggas was really hurting kids. Like, one time at the Jets at our Jamboree, it was my senior year. The Jets versus the Yellow Jackets at California Park. Darren Render's mama was in the motorcycle club. She rode us up to the field. We was deep. I'm talking about it was hundreds and hundreds of people at the
Park. I remember that day.
It was cracking.
And they put hot sauce in the hospital.
Hot sauce.
Yeah,
see,
I remember.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Baby Joe played.
I was there. Yes. That was crazy.
I'm talking about sauce broke.
Oh,
man, he broke so good. I'm thinking he's going to score. Shiz hit him low.
Yeah.
You know, Shiz got a big ass fucking head. Like he's a grown. They call him Ray Lewis. You feel me? One of my best friends. Shout out, Shiz.
I ain't never seen him play though. I swear.
He was just stupid big.
Yeah. Like, he went to PIP with me.
Yeah, he did.
I was trying to recruit him to play, but he was just on some bullshit. Like, man, fuck that shit.
Niggas was gangster by the end. Trying to be gangster. But I remember like it was yesterday, because we finally really got a break. Even though we won that game, it was close. And Hot Sauce broke. He was like a first year senior. So, you know, he's touching the ball a lot, but he's just now coming off motherfucking juniors.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he broke so good. Shiz hit him low so hard. Boom, his whole body went in there like he got hit by a car. And Todd just came in like.
Cleaned him up.
Cleaned him up and fell on him. And it like drug.
Yeah.
Man, it broke bro's collarbone.
Yeah,
they couldn't even get his shoulder pads off. He was walking off like, Lord. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like. Jeez.
They still do Blood Alley? Is that
illegal?
That's illegal. That was wild. That was wild times, boy.
I tried my best to bring it back, but like these kids is kind of just different too. Like
it ain't no kind of they are.
Yeah. It's definitely
how
different.
How are they different? How would you say they like just a little
they not how we was.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like we was about that shit, but you know, I don't know, bro. These kids just different.
I'll tell you one thing, like the Blood Alley thing, for instance, like that either makes you or break you.
Yes.
Like even if you weren't the best on the team, if some you weren't scared to go Blood Alley, niggas fuck with you. He ain't scared. He ain't in the back. You might not never get in the game, but we fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, it made you or broke you.
Yeah.
Now that shit break you, man. You'll never see
players.
A kid again.
Yeah.
Like, real talk though. I try to pull one on Memphis like. If you don't want to be here, take your ass home. Go tell your parent, come see me. And I ain't seen him no more, bro. I'm like, damn.
Make you take a different approach, man.
Real talk, bro, because like this year we struggled. So I needed every kid, bro.
Uh-huh.
And I told his ass, go home. I ain't never seen him. I'm like, bro, I got Kylie.
But that's why you said you pick him up, though. Yeah, that's why you said you pick him up, too, because I struggle. Like, I started
seen that
the season. Yep. I started the season with like 18 on my roster, and I was feeling good because it's like I was deep. Yeah. I was like, I got pieces. You know what I'm saying? Right before weigh-in, I lost like 3 10th Street Cardinal kids that I had swept up. Somebody had found them and was like, hell no. Like,
transfer portal.
No, they went right back. I called little bro's phone like, what happened? He was my homie too. He was like, my dad just said that. But they said I was nicer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just know the balance. Like, these kids is different. We had coaches like that. Like, yeah. if you don't want to play football, get the fuck off my field. Oh, don't shit, come back. Tell your mama I said it. Yeah. You be back tomorrow because I ain't, you know. Yeah. But
now the parents ain't going to bring them back. Like, hey, what's
hell
going
yeah.
on? I know. But now, not parents. Now, yeah, they, no. I'm a fucking.
Yelling at my baby?
You, yeah, stay on in the room and. You
yeah,
know,
get, play your get game, get out of my face. Yeah.
And that's the time, too. Is anyway, my parents was different because my parents wasn't even staying to watch practice.
Nah.
You getting dropped off. Like, you have certain dads that's out there and shit like that, but hell no. Like, that's why I said we start blowing so early, me and Tevin Robinson, because, nigga, we used to catch the tarp to Cali Park.
Yeah.
And then by the time you catch the tarp home up Dixie, shit, it's you in the hood.
Yeah, you are.
We at the center. Uh-huh. You feel me? After, you feel me? And it's just, it was, but that's the unity that we kind of, the community we lived in. Everybody wasn't dying and shit like that then. You know what I'm saying? You had older niggas that might die and shit like that, but you could really roam free. The most you're going to do is get into a fight.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? But the parents now, that shit be irking me, bro. Like, that's why I can't do it, bro. I had a kid that was, he was like a little man. This is Pee Wee's. The first day he came to conditioning, like, he's running up on the field. I'm like, man, who's this kid running up? Like, he's super, like, you feel me? I was like, what's going on? He was like, my name's Randy. He had gloves on, sleeves, headband. I'm like, man, you played before? He was like, nope. Mm-hmm. I said, how the hell you get all this gear already? He was like, I'm just ready. And I promise you, I ain't never met a kid that was ready.
Yeah.
That was, you know, you got your ones that's coming back and you know who you can trust.
Is he good?
Dog, the first day we ever put on helmets, I was like, man, we about to do a three on. I used to like doing like 3-on-3 or 5-on. Whoever's at practice today, at the end of practice, we'll do a little, basically like a little game. Whoever win and got to run laps, you know.
Type shit.
And man, he had his, it's the first day we had on helmets. And I'm like, you feel me? I had another coach. He's the all time quarterback. You know how it is. So I'm like, man, I said, man, if you ain't getting the ball, you need to block. You know, that's teaching them that too. Like, you know, protect your man. Let's get in the end zone. So he wasn't getting the ball, even though I kept giving him the ball. But my little homie Manu was like, I need the ball. He's like a little Indian kid. And I'm, you feel me? I had love for him.
Yeah.
So I gave him the ball. So Randy took off. And, you know, kids is shuffling up. But one of the kids was kind of like trying to run towards Manu. Randy came out. And I ain't seen somebody get blindsided.
Yeah,
crack back in years. Yeah. And this illegal. Is just helmets. Yeah. We ain't even start hitting yet. I ended it. I was like, nobody gotta run laps. You know what I'm saying? Like, but one day when we got equipment on and stuff, he broke. Like, I'm like, man, Randy's nice, man. I'm putting him on sweeps, and he's just like, he'll see one person here, sideline. If he sees somebody coming from the sideline, that DN break off, he cut that bitch up. It was little shit that I had to teach him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But one day, when a kid caught up with him when he broke and like hit him, you know, hit him, tackle him from the back. And, like, he fell on his face mask and his chin strap went to his neck.
Mm-hmm.
And he was crying. And I'm like, man, you'll be all right. He was crying and shit. His mama came on the field. She was like, do y'all not know how to teach kids how to tackle without hurting them? Shit. I was like, what? I said, no, ma'am. I was like, it was a freak accident. All we need to do is tighten his helmet up. You know, he's fine. She said, he's never coming back. I never seen Randy
waiting
again.
On him.
Really?
I never seen Randy again. And I should have known because she was like, well, I do like y'all's team, but I don't usually let my kids start playing football till middle school.
Oh, wow.
Man, if you're seeing this, ma'am, you fucked up our season.
You did.
Gangster, because
you did.
I know, like I said, I never seen a kid that was that ready. Like,
yeah.
Mama killed it, man.
So I'm going to ask you this. Switch gears a little bit. Let's get into sold out Saturdays, man. How did that come about, man? Like, how did that? Because I remember once upon a time, Coles used to jump on Sunday night. That was the night.
Man, Coles used to jump Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Because the bar open.
Yeah,
and it's a vibe. Like, food going.
Like back in the day, like 08, 09, that's when my pops just opened the club.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nightlife was great.
Yeah.
Because Wednesdays you had Phoenix Hill, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday you got Coles, you feel me?
Yeah.
Facts.
And like everybody just came out and had fun, but sold out Saturdays came whenever, at first Big Don and them, they was at the club on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once that crowd start, you know, fading away, that's when me and LeJerry, we teamed up and like, man, we got to, you know, pick his shit up and
yeah.
take over. And then after that shit, it just... It was a movie.
It really was.
That's the only place I would go was Phoenix Hill or Coles.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what they talking about.
Yeah, I swear. It's one of a kind right there.
So how did it feel like when your pops passed the torch? Like, here, you got it. You know what I'm saying? Because you, like I said, we know similar people. Like, I just, you know what I'm saying? You went to PRP. I know Woo. I know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, you had the crowd.
Yeah. Because, like, I've been doing parties, shit, no lie, since I was... the seventh grade, and I threw my first house party, bro. And, like, it was my nigga, me and B.A., central head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to B.A.
He went to Western.
We got the same birthday, so we did a birthday party, you feel me? And it was a block party at the end of the night. Like, everybody from Park Duval, because I stayed over off Algonquin. So all of the people from Park Duval, everybody from my school, Western High School, B.A. went to Western, I went to Johnson. So, you know, everybody came, and they came in my house. Man, my mama was there. I was getting twerked on at, on the side of the house and shit. She looked at me.
Uh-huh.
I looked away. Yeah. Like, yeah, you feel me?
But,
you know, even police helicopters pulled up.
Project X, huh?
Hey, real talk. But that's, they ain't fucked nothing up. I ain't letting nobody fuck nothing up in my spot. But... yeah, it was like, once I did that, I'm like, ah, yeah, it's on. Then I did an eighth grade birthday party. And then ever since then, I was just doing parties.
So,
What's your littest night?
Yeah, like, what the?
From beginning to seventh grade? Because, you know, that's your resume.
Yeah. So, I think a lot of shit. Probably like my first actual, probably like my 21st birthday party at Coles.
Yeah.
I woke up. My daddy woke me up, nigga, 9 a.m. in the morning. Me and AT, Anthony Easley.
Yeah.
We were so drunk, man. We stayed in the club at night.
Damn.
I swear to God. Me and him woke up. We was sleeping on the table. And my daddy woke me up. Come on, let's go.
Damn.
One of them nights.
Shit. Yeah.
That's epic shit right there.
Real talk. I swear, that shit was nice.
That's epic, though.
Yeah.
What's the biggest party you seen your pops, though?
The biggest party he threw? Shit, he works. He's a bad man, man.
Yeah.
I swear. So he did a whole lot of like a Sunday night parties with the OGs, like them old heads, bro. They used to come out there and dance, keep it shuffle and everything. He used to feed them. So it was pretty much every weekend on Sundays, Sunday nights. He had a live band playing. You feel me? So. And, like, his birthday parties, it was nice, too.
Yeah.
All of them was epic.
Facts. Like,
you know, he had major love in the city, so.
Definitely.
You know, everybody came down to have a good time and shit, so. His birthday parties, for sure.
Because you said, Coles, you jump on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. It did. Mm-hmm. And I was in there. I met a chick on Thursday. And her little rap, you know how it is. Oh, you usually ain't in the club. I ain't. So, this is Thursday night. Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, I seen her in there, and she had the same outfit on.
same outfit.
I'm like, what? Hey. You know? So, like, going back to Sold Out Saturday, like, what was, like, what Saturday just stood out to you? Like, everything lined up, and, like, it was just perfect, like, just, you know.
Man, honestly, we had a hell of a run, bro. It was some great Saturdays, multiple Saturdays, man.
Yeah, it was.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. It was multiple Saturdays, because it's like... Coles is one of them things where you come in and just do you.
On my mind, when
you ain't got to worry about
get you something to eat. Yeah.
Smoke weed,
that
pop
my
pills.
favorite thing, though.
I ain't popping no pills, but, you know, everybody.
Facts, though.
It was chicks in the bar. I got it on camera, bro. I like, nah, I can't post this shit.
Yeah.
What?
The bitch just popped like 3X pills at the bar and then killed it with a straight shot, bro.
Ooh.
Yeah. I've been in Coles, but see, that's why Coles was my favorite, because, like, I like Sexy Red. I just feel like she would be a queen of Coles. She'd be, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't care what people say, it was some queens of Coles. They had her Saturday.
Coles for the hoes.
You know what I mean?
It was a real thing.
But anywhere you can eat and do you and get drunk, it's a vibe. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody be like, people used to be like, man, you gonna die, Coles. I'm like, man, what?
Yeah,
I'd have been to Coles like on the worst night, and it still ain't. It's a club. It's you gonna have shit happen.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like
shit happen everywhere.
Man, shit happen everywhere. But we tear each other down so much. You know what I'm saying? You
That's
see how motherfuckers be like, how much they miss it now though.
Man,
but they, you know, Phoenix Hill. They used to big Phoenix Hill up.
They got rid of your damn liquor. You know how big of, I ain't gonna say a nuisance. I don't wanna call them a nuisance, but they got rid of that whole liquor license, that whole area of Virtue. Like, they didn't just take Virtue shit. That whole area is dry now. Like, I don't know what other bars, if any, was over there, but I'm like, damn, like, that's kind of.
But ain't like nothing, we ain't nothing like
we only accepted in the West End, but our people, they too good for the West End because, I mean, it's niggas be fucking up shit, though. So I don't blame us, but I don't know. We killing ourselves for real.
Yeah. You said it, you said it before we started. There ain't no real nightlife unless you go, like, shit, Bardstown Road.
And we ain't receptive there.
Nah, we not.
Nah, they ain't.
4th Street Lab, none of that shit.
Nah, hell no.
I mean, one night I went to 4th Street Lab with my cousin. He's a big nigga, dog. And he was fly. I thought he was, like, like Carlton fly.
Yeah, type shit.
And they was like, nah, man, in jeans and
too baggy.
What? I said, man, my nigga got the tightest jeans on out here. He's like, yeah, you ain't coming in neither.
Yeah,
I'm like, damn. Wait.
Even I got put out 4th Street Live.
For real?
Yeah.
For what? You know.
Man, I don't. It was so long ago, bro. Yeah. I don't even know, bro. Yeah. It was something petty.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, nigga. Like, yeah, you right. Fuck it, nah. I ain't coming back.
Real talk. They told me to lift my shirt up. I'm like, bro, what if you got? If I lift my shirt out to your pants, ain't I'm like, nigga, I ain't doing all to get no club. Yeah. Bro. What you talking about?
But they knew what they was doing, though. But, man, make it hard on us. We make it hard on ourselves.
We do make it hard on ourselves.
That's it, bro.
That's because everybody feel like it's something to prove at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? Especially, like, if I was in that life like that, like, even if I had an altercation, you know what I'm saying? I would still have more respect for this establishment. Especially, you know, it's like a family.
Yeah.
You know, OG Cole, you know, Young Cole. Everybody's there. You know what I'm saying? Have enough respect to take this shit up the streets where
it's like personal love.
Yeah.
But I'm the type of niggas, they know a nigga, but then once a liquor get into them, and ain't no controlling them.
Anytime boss, you got alcohol
and then,
in
then
women.
Sunday, they be like, they call me and my daddy. Bro, my bad, bro. I ain't mean to do that shit, you feel me? That's type of shit we deal with, man, but.
That makes sense, though.
So I'm going to ask you this, like, you know, Cole's, you know, it was all good, but every once in a while you had, you know, a bad incident popped off, like.
Yeah.
What part of, can you describe that process, you know, the after effects that, that people don't see behind the camera, like, maybe if a lawsuit or you got to deal with, you know, insurance, you know what I mean?
Yeah, shit, hell of lawsuits, bro. Like,
damn.
I was there with my daddy, you know, we was dealing with a first shooting that happened. We had to go to court, and then shit, 2 weeks later, another shooting happened, you feel me? Outside.
Mm-hmm.
Outside, but you know, once something go down, they always say Cole's place.
Yeah.
Inside Cole's place and shit, you know, but we just take the punches and roll with the shit. And even if even when he passed away, I'm still dealing with, you know, lawsuits from the first shooting and shit.
Damn.
Who's suing you?
Man, I mean, there's a couple people who, you know, got hit.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, know, yeah.
But I mean, you know, the shit was crazy. Everything passed over, though. But, you know, in lawsuits, they still going to try to get your money, though.
Right.
You
feel me? Oh, yeah.
That's what it's about.
Kentucky's a sue happy state.
Yeah.
I know a little chick that's been a slight fender bender. Who do I call to sue? Like, do you got a suit? You got a little magic marker might take a little scratch at your car.
They're going to get their money, man. They're going to try to get their money.
Yeah, they're going to try to do it. Yeah,
that's the only thing about that. With that business shit, you got to be right with it.
Sure,
you're definitely right, though, because even it, like, you got a barbershop, like, even with, like, written out spaces and shit, like, to people, like, you never know what's going to go down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, you got to be ready for that shit because you just never know who's trying to bring you down or why they would try to bring you down. Like the rooftop. I was working at the rooftop one time and bro had something going on. And I was like, bro, like, I work here every day. Like, ain't nothing going on like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I hate that we do our own people like that. Even though you said, like, you know, incidents where people get too much liquor in them or off the pills or anything. But other than that, it's like, damn, like, outside of that, it's like, damn, y'all don't like coming here and chilling with us. And,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, soon as shit go down, like, now we ain't got nothing to do.
Yeah.
Because I ain't been there. I went to Virtue once.
I'm unreally.
Just for the wings.
Like, 2016, 17 is when I kind of died on the club scene. But my favorite Cole's night, it was Moneybag Yo. It was Derby. Man, that motherfucker was just sold out.
It was.
My brother, this is right before my brother passed. My brother passed in August. This is like the last time we went out together. And no lie, Daquan's ass was drunk, man. We had to carry him over all the way across the parking lot.
Bro, I seen so many people get carried out that motherfucker, bro. Damn. They have a good old time there, bro.
Yes.
Yeah. And no lie, as soon as you know you leave out the and you can go right to Kentucky, left of the back parking lot. Yeah. So we going to the back parking lot. He's so drunk, bro. He just pulls his dick out.
Yeah.
I'm start pissing and shit. So we let him go. He falls right on his face. Boom.
Damn.
Man, and pick him right back up. Wait till you get done pissing. Man, that was crazy.
You know what that's called?
What's that?
A good night at Cove.
It is a good night at Cove.
Hey, that's the hashtag right there. Yes.
And we took him to his sister's house. And we just leaned him up against the door and knocked him out and got
that
up out of
like
there.
Some kid and play shit.
Yeah, it definitely did. Yeah. It definitely did. But that's definitely a good night at Cove's because I ain't never left Cove's and ain't went home and it went straight on my face.
Yeah.
Because
sure.
I mean, where else you going to go? You done ate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You done drunk. You done smoke. You done pop you one if that's what you do.
Yeah.
But
that chose,
was the
you, chose,
you know what I'm saying? You done got your little. But the thing is about it though, you ain't never gonna get a club like that.
Nah,
motherfuckers can say what they want about a tent or whatever, nigga. That shit genius.
Hey, real talk, bro. I swear to God,
that shit
daddy,
was so genius.
My daddy made something out of nothing.
Facts.
The tent, bro. I thought it was crazy when he brought the tent out for shit.
Yeah.
That motherfucker was went through whatever weather.
Yeah, real talk.
I
was
about to say that. I'd have been in there when it was like it probably snowed on a good Thursday and had everybody snowed in and Cole's place though Saturday and Sunday sold out because I used to live on Howard.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I would just come up there sometime just because I might be laying in the bed. Wife, you'd be like. I sure want some barbecue.
Yeah,
And me, I'm like, shit, you do? Shit, I get, why you putting all them clothes on? Shit.
I got you, baby. Don't
ain't
worry
even
about
going,
it.
Baby, I ain't even going in. Why you putting clothes on? Should I be out there eating? Ran to a blunt, get a shot.
My granny, that's kind of like my hood 32nd. She grew up on 32nd, mm-hmm. and my auntie lived. That's where I used to park my car, because my car got hit. You know, that happens anywhere. But
man, yeah, it do. Like that shit, man, bro. It do. We had so many complaints about that. Like, it's only so much.
Take your ass to Atlanta, do, bro. And see if they don't take your whole goddamn car.
Man, tell you.
Real talk.
It ain't Cole's fault at all. Like,
man, that make it so hard on us, bro. But, I mean, for my pops, he had thick skin. And me just crumbling up under him, I just gained thick skin and realized, like, shit. It's
it come with it.
So much. Yeah, it most definitely come with it. I got to take the punches with it.
Country Wayne said that too, though. He was like, he was doing the nightlife. You know what I'm saying? So he said he was making a lot of money off that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, and they asked him, they was like, man, well, why, you know, did you jump back in the dope game? He was like, cause he was like, shit, like, you know, shit happens at clubs, you know? So he was like, that shit only lasts so long, but y'all had a good run, though.
I used to do a look
at a great run.
Man, legendary.
Like, it ain't no other clubs going to do it like that.
Never.
That shit.
Niggas tap you on the shoulder until you put a blackout. Like, God damn, where is Cole?
Real talk, though.
Yeah, the bottle girls had the blacks and the Rellos and man.
Oh, man.
I
didn't even know I needed this.
Yeah,
thank you.
What was I about to say? I forget. The liquor, that's what a lot of liquor clubs. Yeah, I used to deliver liquor. I used to work for the Republic. Like, yeah, they make it. You know what I mean? You know, that's where the money maker is. Them
they showed a hell of love on them drinks, too.
Yeah, they did. Oh, yeah.
Drinks, they get you folded.
Man,
they
get you a cold LIT, man. Two of them, you asking for some trouble, man.
I get it some trouble.
I used to get the Coke in the E&J. I think that's what it was. It was super cheap. We get a whole bunch of them and just flood our little section.
So, what? You had to bring your own bottle. What was that about, to bring your own? I never.
Because, like, niggas, them. You know, fucked it up. So we lost our liquor license.
Ah, okay.
So therefore, we had to, you know, keep it going and like fuck it, BYOB.
Yeah,
right.
You know, so
like a gathering more than a
You feel me? Just trying to still stay consistent.
Yeah.
I mean, just rolling with the punches. That's how we was doing.
And shout out DJ Jerry, man, because like man, he had that shit sold out, man.
Yeah.
Like. Once y'all started doing y'all's thing, that shit was a thing.
Yeah,
it was.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
It was not no. Where we going this weekend? It's Cove's.
Yeah,
it's
man. Niggas, what's the day? Monday. Niggas, Monday morning, man. I can't wait for Cove. I got my Cove's fit. And you know, Daewoo, Big Daewoo. That's my homie.
Yeah, he
love man. He hey, he was late
definitely
to
in that motherfucker.
Yeah,
I love Cove's.
He
bro.
Stayed in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
But the same change subjects real quick though. I think it's dope that you allowing your daughter to follow her dreams, because I feel like
it is dope.
Not for everybody, but for a lot of us, I'm one of them. I had great parents, but they wasn't interested in the things I was interested in.
Yeah,
in school, and find your way by the time you're 18 and shit like that. But you know what I'm saying? The artistic side, if I had artistic side, or you know what I'm saying? They, like, my parents didn't really even come to games. They drop your ass off at the game and pick you up, you know what I'm saying? But I think it's amazing, dog, that you are putting emphasis in that. And she ain't got to go and get a manager or get somebody to think they know what they doing. She fucking with her dad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it's amazing, bro.
Man, I appreciate it, man. That's, like you said, shit, as being a coach, I see how important parents is.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
You know, I'm 100% behind her. She started rapping, like, like, hey, what you trying to do?
Yeah.
You
know
what I mean? So, she said she want rap, so I put in the right hands and
I
made the connections, and I'm backing her 110%.
That's what she
up.
Be working hard.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be telling my son all the time, like both my sons love, like, my youngest, he love to rap, even if he ain't saying shit.
Yeah.
He'll rap 2 hours in your room then be like, yeah, I'm going to sleep. Like, you know what I'm saying? But my oldest, he's I ain't gonna call him a weirdo, but the world would. You know what I'm saying? He's just so different. That's what I always tell him.
I tell my daughter all the time, shit, the weird people's the one you need to be.
They make it. Like, I tell him all the time, like he'd be like, yeah, but, like, he'd be talking to a girl, but yeah, she ain't gonna like Tyler the Creator. I'm like, bro, you don't know what she'll like. You could turn her on to, because he's a Kanye, Tyler the Creator, Travis Scott. Like, he loves good music. Like, you might walk past his room and, like, listen to Outkast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's different.
I be telling him, like, he trying to learn how to play the piano. I'm like, bro, like, if you really want to learn how to piano, if you really love Ye and you trying to tap into the shit Ye was doing, like, I will get you a beat machine. Yeah. I'll get you a laptop.
Piano lessons, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we got to tap into what they like doing.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because pushing kids in a direction don't always mean they're going to make it or be happy.
Yeah.
Like, I want my kids to be happy. Like, be hardworking. But be happy in what you're doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I enjoy cutting hair. Like, I enjoy getting up to cut hair. Like, people are like, man, a lot of barbers don't wake up till 12. Like, that's just their routine. Like, me, I was starting out to cut to eat. Like, I was really trying to eat. So now I just be stuck in that routine. You know what I'm saying? But you got to instill that in your kids, too. If you want to do something that the world don't think that's normal for you to do, to, you know what I'm saying? Like, pursue that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sure. Whatever it is.
So, like, did she have a show down in Atlanta?
We be down and forth, back and forth from Atlanta.
That's dope.
Yeah, she be doing, like, school tours and shit. She linked up with, it's a radio analyst called Lil Bankhead. He got a nice little following and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they be going to schools, like, every Thursday and Friday. And, you know, just put out, you know, artists and shit.
Yeah,
give artists the stages in front of the kids. And them kids, they be turning up.
The kids gonna let you know if it's hot or not.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure.
Straight up. So would you ever, like, put on a show like, what's that show with Jermaine Dupri, the rap game with the kids? Lotta was, she started out on that show when she was about.
Yep.
I mean, shit,
it's,
I
like
just
a game
gotta,
show.
Yeah, I just gotta, you know, look into it, because I've been hearing the music industry's fucked up.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just picking and choosing and,
definitely,
you know, doing my research and shit. But, any good opportunity for her, I'm behind her, so I'm gonna put her to work.
Yeah,
I mean, and plus she liked the shit, she loved the shit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it'd be times where I'd be, you know, I'd be on her like, man, you gotta do this. She hit me with the, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, like, at first when she hit me with, I'm like, come on, bro, for real. But you know, but she really do it. So
right.
I let her go at her own pace and shit. You feel me? So
she
we
gonna
just,
listen to you anyway. She gonna. Yeah. She know you got the best interest at heart.
Like, yeah, for sure.
And that's major, though. Like, most of the artists that done made it and have, like, real successful career, like Beyonce, like, her mama and daddy been in her corner the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't nothing get, even, like, they can say what they want about Kim Kardashian and them, like, nigga, Chris ain't having none of that shit. Good deals only. Multi-million dollar deals only.
Fuck
what y'all talking about. You know what I'm saying? Kris Jenner ain't having that shit. You know.
Like, what are some of her, like, her music influences, like, would you say?
Man, she be listening to King Von and shit. She fucks me up, bro. Mm-hmm. I swear.
Yeah.
King Von and Lotto. And she listen to everything. She even listened to, if fucking Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, on the road back from Atlanta, she played some Taylor Swift shit. I'm like, the fuck? You feel me? But
it's amazing though, because her ear is good. Yeah. She got good ear for whatever's good. And that's dope, because
good music is good music.
It is.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't deny it. Because a lot of these kids, man, like, they taste the music. I'd be like, man, he just killed 50 niggas in the last three songs. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, my son would be like, man, you don't listen to Tyler, the Creator? You don't listen to Travis Scott? He started listening to Dave East, and he think Dave East is one of the greatest lyricists.
I fuck with Dave East ever.
Nice. I fuck with
him. Yeah, I fuck with Dave East, too. And I just was gradually, like, playing shit that I liked. And he was like, if I look over, because he's 12 now, he damn near a little man. You know what I'm saying? So he, like, that right there is nice. Yeah. Like he loved Lito. He loved Gates. But, like, his real love for music is them Grammy-winning niggas. Like I used to fuck with Tyler, Creator when he first came out because he was weird. Like, when he ate the roach and shit and hung himself, I was like, man, that's kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? But when Eminem do some weird shit. Yeah, y'all remember that, Yonkers?
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, his first video ever on MTV, I remember the world premiere. It was Tyler, Creator. And he's sitting on a stool and he's like rapping, and it's like black and white. He's like rapping about deep shit, just weird. It's weird as fuck. But then at the end, he lifts his hand and it's a big ass cockroach like crawling on his hand.
He had a real roach.
Yeah, like like it's crawling on his hand. Then after he got done rapping, he was like, he ate it. And then like he grabbed a noose and hung himself. Like, all you see is his feet. I'm like, they playing this shit on MTV?
Yes.
But to me, it was like, if Eminem and them can do that, and what's his name? The dude used to bite the heads off the fucking pigeons. Ozzy Osbourne. You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't we as black people tap into different type of, you know what I'm saying, genres and of rap? Because, shit, my whole life, Quentin Tarantino, fucking Harvey Weinstein, they movies was fucked up. Pulp Fiction is fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's,
like,
true, though.
Come on now. But when we do it, it's weird. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
cool when they do it.
It's cool when they do it. You know what I'm saying? But Tyler, Creator got Grammys and everything. So, like, that's why I tell my son, like, man, be weird. If that's what you think it is, if you think that it's weird, like, man, do what you like to do, bro. Like, because you only got a short time to figure this shit out anyway, for you got to go get a job and get some money somewhere, you know, to support it. But
so,
like, it's just wild.
To change it up a little bit, like, you want to 323, man, where did that come about? Like, when did that?
Shit, that was back in high school. Because me and my niggas, all we used to do, bro, like in 9th grade, 10th grade, just shoot dice.
Yeah.
I swear, so, you know, we used to play CeeLo real bad.
Mm-hmm.
So we was, at first, I ain't gonna lie to you, at first at 323, doing better every day, it was called Dead Broke Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Because, like, we used to gamble and shit, and then when the girls asked, let me get a dollar. Dead broke. Dead broke. And then once we get to the age, like, man, can't be dead broke no more. We're like, fuck it. Doing better every day, you feel me? So we just changed it up. But we got the 323 from USDA, 8732, Jeezy.
Yeah.
You know, the little keypad, you feel me? So that's where we got the idea from.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's next with the football stuff? You still going to fuck with the Little League?
Shit, I'm gonna take a break this year.
Yeah.
I've been taking a break?
Yeah,
I'm taking a break too, bro.
7 years in, man.
Yeah.
I'm straight on that shit. But I'm all, you know, I'm a vice president at the Project Rim, so I'm always locked in with that. So I'm still gonna, you know, help promote, get the kids and shit. Mm-hmm. But I can't give my time up because I got my daughter.
Yeah.
You know, then I got 3 girls, so shit, I got a 10-year-old, about to be 7-year-old, and 3-year-old. So. Mm-hmm. They starting to show interest and shit, so I'm like, shit, I already, you know, did my thing with other people's kids. Now it's time for me to, you know, put on for my kids.
That's
but
what's
I'm
up,
I'm always locked in with the community and shit. So I got little kids that I damn near raised.
Yeah.
And that ain't mine. So, you know, it's always love. I'm one call away and shit, so.
I got little boys, man. So how is it raising daughters? I got 2 boys.
Man, it's beautiful though, for real. Cause I ain't gonna lie, like my oldest was my first best friend since my best friend from 5th grade. You feel me? Cause my first girl best friend.
Right, right. Yeah.
Cause like I ain't gonna lie, when I was like in seventh grade, got me taste that pussy.
Yeah.
It wasn't no best friends at the
yeah.
So you know, once my oldest daughter got born and shit, and then she got older, I'm like, damn, it's my best friend right here.
Yeah.
And I ain't never had in a long time. But, you know, them girls is blessings. And, like,
Bro, you hit something on the head that's crazy, bro.
It is, man.
What's
that? That you, your first best friend, you know, that was a girl, was just your friend.
Yeah.
And you said you went through, you know, life a little bit, then you got you some, then it was like, after that, it's like, you don't see girls the same.
Nah.
Them shades come
on. One thing that I seen the girl, like,
yeah.
Get some at.
Yeah.
But then after that, you was like, after you had your little girl, you was like, damn, this is my friend.
Yeah, real,
like
sure.
I see, you know what I'm saying? Because I had to, even with me being a boy dad, like, it's certain things that I didn't want to instill in my sons.
Yeah.
But they, man, they drive me crazy. My 6-year-old, of course, my 12-year-old girl crazy, like, he's out of control with it, but it ain't too much, but he's like, I know he's talking to this girl, that girl, you know what I'm saying? But my youngest, he got a little secret. It ain't even a secret. Like, I wish I would have brung the letters, bro. It's been 3 letters being wrote, bro.
See, man. I ain't ready for this shit.
You know what I'm saying? He in kindergarten, and she in first.
Yeah.
I said, his name is Tyre. I said, why is Zaire on this letter? Because me and my wife in the car rolling, because she was like, dear Zaire, I love you so much.
Yeah.
They ain't even in the same class. I'm like, who's Zaire? He was like, I'm Zaire. She just don't know my name because she's not in my class.
Yeah. Oh.
She wrote a letter today.
Really?
Bro, she wrote Valentine's a letter the other day saying that I want, you know, want to be, like, you never wrote me back. I want you to be my boyfriend and all this. I was like, damn, so... Today, it was like a 3-page letter. Like, it was like hearts and a whole bunch of shit.
She wrote a 3-page letter in kindergarten.
Dog. It was like, I heart. I'm talking about long.
Yeah.
Like,
damn.
But.
That's type of shit I got to deal with. You know? But it's just payback for me.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm getting it. Like I said.
They say real niggas get the daughters, man. They real.
Yeah, they do. And like parents say, you going to get it all back. You know, the shit you do. I'm definitely getting it all back. Like. Yeah. I think certain people get what they need. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I'll be a dope girl dad. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But
go ahead, keep on shooting.
You know, man, I don't know, man. I'll be 33 this year.
But
she,
you say you got two of them? Two kids.
But they 6 years apart. Same woman. You know what I'm saying? We had our first one super young, you know, so it was like, she was been on that birth control. She's like, you know, even now, that's the thing. She's like, I've been on birth control since we was kids. Yeah. You need to get a vasectomy. I was like, whoa. What, you want kids with somebody else? Hell no, I'm just saying. Like, I told my African nigga, he was like, no, we don't do that. Please, I would never talk to you again.
Damn, for real.
Yeah, he was like, I have
about that shit.
Man, what? Even the women, ain't no birth control. You know, but at the same time, it's like, I know I would be a dope girl dad, cause I got nieces. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even if they be spoiled rotten, I'd be dope. It would be dope. But boys, like, you get everything. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, the shit you... Like, my son 12. Like, he about to be 13. This nigga get caught watching porn and shit. Like, I'm like, bro, like, you ain't gonna delete this shit?
Bro, we had a... To us to watch porn back in the day, we had...
It was a hassle.
Man, had a hassle. You had to find the tape. Then you had to rewind it back at the same... Certain,
yes.
All right, 1 hour I got caught. 23 minutes.
That's how I got caught.
I left it in the DVD player. That's when DVDs came about. You said, what you doing? I was like, oh, man. Because I used to get home early. I was like, all right, let me put this motherfucker in. I don't know where, took a nap, beat myself to sleep. She woke me up with a, I get
caught
you.
With the nap next to you.
Damn. I ain't never get caught like that, but I got caught because I used to steal him from my stepbrother. He was older than me. So I would go over there. He was never home.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one day I just, like, you know, you snooping. I went in his coat. He had a coat in there. I'm talking about a stack like this of DVDs.
You know which pocket to go into in there.
Man, hey. After that, I was like, man. You know, I go back home and shit like that. And one day I'm over and knocked out, like, over my dad's house. And this nigga was like, hey, man. He said, a lot of my shit's missing. I'm thinking like I don't be like you a giant. I don't wear your clothes. He's like, nigga, booty talk 26. That's my favorite one. He said, you got 3 of them in your possession.
Man.
I was like, I got one of them in my suitcase.
Yeah. So you went to WKU briefly. I see you talking about, you said it was The wildest, most expensive party. Like, you want to talk about that a little bit? Like, your experiences there?
Man, shit was wild, bro. I went through more shit down there than I ever did in the city.
Really?
Damn. Hell yeah, man. Shit was fun.
Uh-huh.
I only survived a semester down there, but, you know, it was the best semester ever.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, you know, just partying, just, you know, just kicking it.
Yeah.
It was like a real deal, just...
Then you meeting grown women. That's a grown woman world.
Yeah, yeah. And like, you feel me? Like, you in your own apartment, your dorm. Like, yeah. Where I stay, it was PFT, so it was co-ed. It was boy. It was 26 floors. It was boys, girls, all the way 26. So 13 floors of girls, 13 of dudes, you feel me?
Oh, man.
Man. And then nothing but Louisville niggas down there.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I'm quiet, but, you know, I'm with the shits.
Yeah.
Right. You feel me? So
you got the right people around you.
Yeah, too. You feel me? So it was major, you know. I wouldn't change it. I would, though, but yeah. I would have went out of town, for real.
Out of town?
Yeah.
That's what I tell the young niggas. I'm like, man, I got a little nigga named Shy that played for Manuel. He was like the freshman. Yeah. He was balling. And I was like, man.
Shy?
Yeah, for sure. And I tell him all the time, I'm like, man, he be talking about little schools and shit. I'm like, bruh, Oregon. Like, let's get out of here. Utah.
Let's just experience something different, bro. Home's so always much. Home.
Go to community. If you want community college, go out, like you say, go on out there in L.A. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Because I feel like I would have survived more because if I wouldn't have went out of town, I wouldn't have known nobody.
Right.
And then, like me, I'm quiet. I'm laid back. I'm, you know, read people.
Yeah.
You know, I was just too comfortable in WKU. Everybody know me. Mm-hmm. I'm the nigga with the car and shit. You know? Got all the girls and shit. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, nigga, I had two chicks in one dorm. You feel me?
You had
to get checked in and shit. I was playing with fire in West.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was enjoying life.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I regret.
They say the Nashville and the Lou was real beefing down there. Like my whole
damn for real.
Listen, bro. Have you ever seen the shirt Louisville versus everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's that down in Western, bro.
It's
like Louisville niggas, they couldn't stand us. Like, no lie. Like the first party that I ever went to my freshman year, I got in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I don't even fight. You feel me? But the Jeezy song came on. I put on for my city.
Yeah.
So it was a whole bunch of Louisville niggas. We all freshmen in there. We throwing up our L's. And then it ended up happening being the security guard was from like a side county.
Yeah.
And the Louisville niggas from last year beat his ass.
Damn.
The security guard. So you feel me? We all like that and shit. Uh-huh. Security guard popped up like, hold on. And then stole one of the niggas.
Ah, man.
So we just started jumping them then. So it's Louisville niggas versus security and everything,
everybody.
Bro. I'm like, God damn, man. Is this what it's going to be?
Yeah.
Right.
Nigga, I'm talking about, bro. And then that's when I had contacts. Nigga, one of my contacts fell out and shit. I'm sneaking niggas. Sneaking me. Yeah. We got to run down steps and shit. Niggas hit me in my head. Hey, that shit, I mean, it was fun, though.
Yeah.
You feel me? But... you know, it was the most expensive party I ever intended. I ain't gonna lie. Ended up on CNN at the end of the semester and shit.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, because I wasn't down there, but I knew some people because I graduated 08, so I knew a couple people down there. So I shot a couple of texts like, all right, you know, a shooter down there. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't all that. You know, I think they just put that out there just because they said it was shooting. It wasn't nobody shooting or nothing. But, you know, the SWAT team, they came and shut down the whole campus, ran into my dorm room on my floor. That's where it was like 10 Louisville niggas on the floor.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was the first mistake right there because we ain't never sleep or nothing. Bro.
Y'all on one block.
Man, I'm telling you, just imagine if like a room like this, bro. Yeah. 10 Louisville niggas all next to each other.
Yeah.
Bro, that shit was jumping, bro.
It's good, but like you said, you knew everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So I was too comfortable. I wasn't worrying about school. Me and my nigga Joe, that's my ace. No lie, bro. It was the finals. I ain't never studied, bro. So I'm like, come on, bro. Let's go study.
Mm-hmm.
I open that book. 10 minutes later, closed the book. Yeah. I'm like, fuck it, bro. It's over, bro. Yeah. It's over. Yeah.
But I regret not going to college. Like, I kind of knew I wasn't going. Like, even with my wife, I remember I hit her up one day, like, I'm thinking, like, damn, if she go, it's probably going to be over.
Nah, yeah.
And just keeping it real. Like,
yeah.
Like, just becoming a man, like, really, like if, you know, so that's what made me ask her, so like, if you going on, like, you might as well go on.
Yeah.
But she was like, no, I'm not going to college. I might go, so I'm going to go somewhere in the city. You know I'm going to go and fuck it off, and my parents ain't got enough for me to send me. But I just regret not going, because she always says, like, but you probably would have found your way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
because you meet and network with, like, people who's on some, you know, knowledge. Right.
And
shit,
you get,
though,
and you get to find new things you might not even knew you know what I'm saying, fucked with, you know, business wise or whatever you're trying to get into. But just your experience that you had, bro, like, that's worth going. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Even if you don't, you know, you don't stay, that's worth going. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you can give the game to everybody else, like, man, but go to school and go to school, bro.
And
like,
that's all I do. I just give game off of my experiences and shit. Like, that's how I raise my daughters. Like,
got to.
Because even growing up in, you know, elementary school, like, I was in traditional program. And then, I ain't gonna lie, fifth grade, it was a black teacher that was dating my uncle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, she was mean. I'm like, nah, I ain't ready to do it. She gonna make a zamp out of me. Right. So I talked my mom into, like, man, let me go to a different school because I don't want to deal with her. She's like, all right, cool. Then I went to Cane Run my fifth grade year. And, like, shit was so easy, like, from a traditional school to a regular school.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, and me, I was instigated back in the day. That's why I'm so quiet now, because I realized, you, like, already been, man,
Yeah, I used to
instigate. I like, shit, nigga, I was on bullshit. So, fifth grade, I was getting in trouble and shit, not caring and telling, basically finessing the teacher. Because, you know, I knew schoolwork, and then I knew how to be bad, and I knew how to not get caught.
Yeah.
So, you feel me? When I'm going in there with niggas that's, nigga didn't give a fuck about nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, ah, hell yeah, it's on.
Yeah.
So
you just knew how to be balanced.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Still pass shit, cause all my realist niggas failed fucking third grade and or fourth grade. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but like, it's always niggas like y'all, cause you said you was the same type of nigga.
I'm saying, but I'm telling you, cause I was a joke. So I still get niggas, not no more, cause people be going, I'm older. I can give grace, but boy, I was a motherfucker. Ask anybody, I'll ride a nigga out from 7:40 when that bell rang
to
it. Might be the same person, but I'm throwing, every time I'm throwing jokes.
Yeah, that was our era too, though. Like,
yeah.
Can't do that now. Nigga come and shoot you.
Yeah, they crack.
Niggas take too personal.
Yeah, they do.
What you mean? I get, man.
Type shit.
Yeah,
sure.
You know. Yep. But yeah, I came to, because I get done with my work real quick.
Yeah.
And start joking. Yeah. And it's eighth grade at Westport.
I might be throwing, just throwing crayons or something. You feel me? Just.
So, you know, the last day at middle school, you come dressing, you know, you graduate. Nigga, they like they seen a ghost. You graduating? What do you mean? How you do it? Man, I did my work, fam. Y'all just idiots. You know, y'all are fucking tired, around.
Bro.
My work's done, man.
I got a good story about that. Me and my cousin, Tevin. I told you we start smoking.
Yeah.
Young. Tevin Robinson.
Tevin Robinson.
Yeah, he went to Central.
Yeah,
Walter Wallace's brother.
Yeah.
Eric Clark's little brother. But I remember one time we went, he's one of my close people that I'll say everybody I know that failed the third grade.
Yeah.
And he was one of them niggas that he knew everybody fucked with him, but he was just a grade behind everybody. You know what I'm saying? So one day, like, you feel me? Me and this nigga be hitting weed together and everything in middle school. Like, you feel me? His mom used to put roaches out like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, he might just be
badass.
Like,
yeah, we was smoking no weed.
We was terrible. Like, but we was, as I said, we was outside. Like, it was neighborhood shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? But this nigga one day, like, he's a joker. Like, you might see this nigga. This nigga wasn't even in my grade, but he walked past the class and walked in your class. What up, cuz?
Yeah.
You know, he just a fool. But one day, I'm like, I'm damn near didn't even want to go home with my report card. I'm like, fuck, like, this is weak. Like, I'm about to be on punishment.
Yeah, he knew.
I'm trying to get a couple of days in, but my little brother used to come in and be like, I got straight A's.
Yeah.
But I walked to the front of Farnsley, bad. Like, my eighth grade's back in the back. And I walked all the way to the front and said, I need to use the restroom. Went all the way to the front of the school. And I looked in there. There was a dance going on. It was an AB Honor Roll dance. I'm like, what the fuck? That's my nigga.
Yeah.
Tevin was in there. That nigga came. He came out. He was like, what's up, cuz? Got brownies. Got cookies. And this motherfucker, I'm like, nigga, how are you in there?
Yeah.
Fuck you mean? Nigga, I do my work, nigga. Yeah. Straight A's and B's, nigga. I'm like, nigga, you's a messing ass nigga.
Bro, I went to Florence in my sixth grade year. Yeah. And I was so bad. Did you have Miss Cox?
Miss Cox. Wasn't that the principal?
Like the assistant principal.
Yeah, but, you know, yeah, assistant principal. Yeah,
bro, she couldn't stand me.
Like, what grade? Where you graduate? Oh, eight. Okay, yeah. I'm 2010.
So I'm So I just went, bro. I was so fucked up, bro. I went sixth grade, Florence Lee. Then my mama, she like, man, fuck it. She going back to traditional.
Florence was
So she sent me to Johnson, seventh grade. And then I was so caught up in, you know, fifth or sixth in the regular school, can't run the Florence League.
Right, right.
So I came there on bullshit. So they put me out.
Yeah, and they quick at Johnson.
I went to last of my eighth grade year. Nigga, I was, Johnson, I was making like C's and D's just getting by.
Yeah.
Last, nigga, straight A's, bro. Yeah.
There you go.
For me. But like the teaching level, like it was a culture shock to me from Johnson to Lassiter. I was dealing with niggas who didn't give a fuck about nothing.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. Like, when I seen that, I'm like, all right, it's my niggas, bro. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
They broke us down in groups A, B, C, and D.
Yeah.
Like, A's is the niggas who come to do work.
Right.
B's is the niggas who come to do work but can't understand shit.
Yeah.
C's is niggas that can't stand shit.
Yeah,
and D's niggas don't give a fuck about shit.
Right.
So, you feel me? They broke us down like that. And once I seen that, I'm like, damn, this shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I realized at a young age how, like, they separate
people
and shit.
How they doing life for real. Like, upper class, lower class.
Hell yeah.
Facts.
So when I seen that, I'm like, and then I'm telling the teachers, like, I'm finessing the shit out of teachers every grade year.
Yeah, because it was too easy. Yeah. I've always been a C-ass nigga.
Yeah, the fake teacher's
I'm
pay.
I'm going to get C.
fake teacher's pay.
But see, my mom used to say that. She was like, you always got away with, even when I was young, like, you got away with women and females and stuff. Yeah, and you talk your way into this with females. You need to finesse them motherfucking teachers. Because my little brother and my big brother, they both have been to prison and everything. But they was the greatest kids growing up. Like, my little brother went to Johnson. He went to Englehart. First nigga I ever knew that went to fucking year-round school. Like I'm at summer, this nigga's going to school. And then my big brother went to Bird and Mel. But, you know what I'm saying? I could make them type of grades. Like, if
you
I made a C and
went
shit.
To Bird and Mel?
Yeah, my big brother, Derek Perkins.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, that's my big brother. That's my blood brother.
For sure, for sure.
Yep. Free D Perk, man. Free my brother, man.
Yeah, yeah. Damn.
That nigga D Perk, like, man, that nigga went to WKU and all that, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? But them niggas was geniuses, like.
Yeah.
Like, I remember one day, like, I'm like, damn, like these niggas got straight A's and B's, you feel me? And them niggas going to get Jordans, and I'm going with them.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I'm walking out the mall with nothing.
Uh-huh.
Same house. You feel me? And and my big brother used to be like the flyest nigga to me. He had waves, do where I used to try to do the same shit. And I used to be like, man, how can I get me some Jordans? He'd be like, dumbass nigga, you need to make some good grades.
Right.
But before we go on, let's subscribe to our YouTube, Big and Lazy Podcast. Instagram is Big and Lazy Pod. Anywhere you can find podcasts, you can find the Big and Lazy Podcast.
Yes, sir.
So I'm gonna ask you this. So for the people, man, it's Cole's coming back. It's sold out Saturdays. Is a slim chance it might.
Man, it might be over for Cole's.
Oh, man.
We done had the greatest run in ever.
What was that run? 15 years? What was it?
15 to 16 years,
That's a long time, though.
Yeah.
First people to bring Future to the city.
Hey, we had, 20.
Plies?
Yeah.
I was at the Plies, like.
I'm trying to think, who was the first concert? Future was the first concert.
Damn, for real?
I think so.
That's crazy.
That was the, I'm trying to think. I forgot his album, like the...
Dirty Sprite?
Dirty Sprite, I think so.
Yeah, the first Dirty Sprite, yeah.
The first Dirty Sprite, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
And shit, we done had legends come through her, for real.
Yeah,
so many that I can't even think of right now. Gucci, motherfucker, Too Short.
Shit. Too Short, yeah. Remember Too Short?
Too Short was the first OG concert there. And, shit.
They had Dolph too, didn't you?
Dolph, a couple times. Yeah, two or three times.
So, can we see... I know y'all did that Club H2O.
Yeah.
Could we see more of that? Just like you just, you know, just throwing up parties.
Yeah. We're going to most definitely do that.
Because, I mean, you're going to still bring that same crowd out, man. So just make sure y'all motherfucking support, man. Motherfuckers be trying to, they go to Miami, Atlanta, don't want to pay. I seen people, man, they want this to get in the club. So fucking
niggas,
what?
Niggas is tripping about us charging $20 a head to get in the codes, bro. Man, but they go to other clubs and pay $40.
Man. Right, 40, 50, you know what I mean?
I'd have been in L.A. and they talking
nigga
about...
put out, they sell.
Right.
You feel me?
You can't even fire your weed and weed blacks and blunders up in here.
You feel what I'm saying? When I went to L.A. one time, and they was it was just like a... like we was like, damn, this motherfucker look fat, jumping. You feel me? But they was like, all right. We thinking this is like a bar and grill. They're like, nah, this is a nightclub. And we're like, cool. Like, shit, let's get in. This is in L.A. I don't know what part. We were just like kind of walking like a strip. Mm-hmm. And like my whole family was like, shit, let's go in here. You feel me? And they was like, yeah, 60, 70 to get in.
Yeah.
Type shit. Like, what the fuck is going on in there?
Just to get in.
That ain't even counting drinks.
So let me ask you this. Like, they say codes for the hoes. Do you got any, like, you ain't got to implicate yourself in there, but do you got any, like, wow, like, she was, you know what I mean? Like, some old... old smut story, you know. You know.
Man, it went down the codes, man. That's all I got to say. Yeah. Bro. It's just, whatever you see is what you see.
And what happens in codes, stay in codes like Vegas,
real
baby.
Talk. And like, codes was jumping before the iPhones and, you know, and all that
man,
shit.
Man,
so, you know, it was going down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then at one point in time, we had, after the party, we was playing poker and, you know, had chicks in there and, you know, just after hours, but it was exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that was a nice little time that we had right there, but.
Sound lit. I know it wasn't on no flyer.
Nah, I missed that.
Nah,
it wasn't at all. We couldn't let everybody know about that.
Yeah.
Right.
But that shit got out and then we had to slow that shit down.
Yeah.
Had a nice little run of that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I know you know a lot of people. Is there anybody that you would like to see on here that you can actually get on here, though? Like,
just name who y'all want to get on here.
Man. Now, you got to just plug
us. You know what I'm saying? You got to plug us. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Like, somebody you think would be a good fit. I might like it. Anybody, you know.
Shit.
Even if they've just, one of the homies is wrecked and they just got to, you know, shit.
Man, shit, C. Tez look wild ass.
Yeah,
man, that nigga's
wreck. Appreciate it.
That nigga's wreck. I call him right now.
Yeah, okay. Same thing Chan 1 did. Chan 1 called him. He was like, man, just tell him to hit me up. Remember?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
he called
C. Tez? Yeah, he was on the
air. Oh, okay, yeah.
He gonna pull up on his Debo bike. Nigga. Uh-huh. Sweating, even though it's cold.
It ain't nobody's birthday. It ain't nobody's birthday.
Really
tough. We definitely gotta tap in with C. Tez. C. Tez.
So it's the Big and Lazy podcast. You got to give us something big, something good to eat, and lazy, something good to watch.
Yeah.
So, man, I ain't going to lie. The Billion Dollar Burger.
Oh, yeah.
Trevo.
Shout out Trevo. Yeah. I had one.
I pulls up on that nigga every time he posts something, bro. That's what I like to do. I like to eat.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so shit. Trevo, C-Tez.
Oh, yeah, I don't answer. Yeah.
What up, boy?
What's up with you? Man, you got to come on the podcast, man.
Yes,
the Big and Lazy podcast, man. Come fuck with us, man. Get the post in the minute. Huh? All right, well, I'm going to get your number from Cole, man. I'm going to shoot you a text. All right. Appreciate that, bro.
She ever eating booty, boy?
Yeah, he's over here.
Look at
him. But shout out to C. Tez, man.
Say something to the mic,
something,
man.
Say something to the owner. Say something to the people. There we go, yeah.
Seven counties,
okay.
Hey, real talk, I had to drop a nigga off. When was that? That nigga's ready to get locked up for life one time, boy. Hey, he was 3 minutes away from being late. Nigga, he's over off Algonquin. I had to take it.
Say that nigga.
Hey, real talk, though. What year was that?
Oh, okay.
Real talk. That nigga was like 3 minutes from deadline, nigga. I had to take
man.
A nigga.
Man, you a legend, man. The rest come pop your shit. You gotta come pop your shit, Brody.
All right, for sure, bro. Look at this. I got you, boy. Chill.
All right. So, you say the travel burger, the million the dollar burger.
Yeah.
I got a story about that, quick story. Yeah. When I came out of lung surgery, mm-hmm. and when I finally went home and I could really eat, that's what I got. My cousin, I live at Middletown now, but I was right behind St. Matthew's Mall. And, like, she was so happy to do something for me. I'm like, cuz, can you do something for me? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, I need a motherfucking $1 billion burger.
Yeah.
With everything on it. And that was one of the best burgers I had.
Nah, that's just fire, though.
Support your locally owned, man. We be tearing each other down so much. Like, I'm going to say this. We tear each other down so much because we always got somebody that's doing something. Like, if you got somebody that's doing music, be like, man, my cousin do music. He's dope. Yeah, but my cousin do music. He's dope. Instead of saying that, put them together. You feel me?
Yeah.
If you got no chick to make a plate, make sure you eat from both of them bitches in 1 week.
Yeah.
You real know what I'm saying? Though. Stop hating, man.
And share a post. Nigga.
Man, come on.
Right. That's all it takes is share a like, comment. It ain't nothing. You on that motherfucker anyway. Yeah. But you're going to wish little baby a happy birthday.
Come on.
Yeah. I fuck with you, bro.
Man, I just ain't going to read that shit, nigga.
Yeah. Ain't even going to read it.
At all, nigga.
Comment, he ain't going to like it.
That's how it be, though. It I swear, do. But like,
it do.
You feel me? Niggas got to just know. That's what it's going to be. But fuck, you keep on rolling with the punches, man.
Definitely.
And you got to get with something lazy, something good to watch.
Shit, yep. I be tapped into anything 50% produced.
Oh God,
shout out 50,
talk, man, that nigga's a goat.
The goat, give me something, bro.
The biggest, give me something,
bro. Real talk though, bro. Yeah, like raising Canaan right now. That's just it.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Like I always start shit when it's dying off.
Yeah.
Like I started Power 6 seasons with Ghost. I started like season 4.
I watched the first season with Raising Canaan. I ain't watched the last two.
I started Raising Canaan, but as soon as I got on Facebook, why I got to watch it when it's done. And you know what I'm saying? Like Breaking Bad, I didn't watch Breaking Bad it was season finale. Then I like to watch it. Because people are ruining it for you.
And another thing, I don't like to wait until the next fucking week.
No, I hate
that
shit.
I want to binge watch this shit. If it's good, I'm going to watch this shit in like 2 days. You know what I mean?
Because I've been like this for BMF. Like, come on.
Yeah.
This nigga to move to Atlanta. What's going on?
When that shit supposed to come back?
March 1st?
It's coming.
I think it's
March 1st or something like that, man. Shout out 50, man. Shout out Big Meech and Lil Meech, man. Shout out Tariq, man, from the city, man. Like,
yeah, he is from the city, too.
He act like it, too.
Man. And that shit, we out.
Yes, sir. Gotta hit y'all with another one, man. Shout out Confirmed, man.
Hey, follow, subscribe, Clean Jive 502.
Network.
For sure.
Say it one more time, because he was plugging this shit.
Follow and subscribe to Clean Jive 502, man. She's up, man. The next hottest artist in the world, bro.
Yes, you bring up on the set, man.
Yes, sir.
She most definitely will. She already texts me now, and she looking at my location.
Let her know we want her on, man. Young legends, man. And we out, man, just like that.
Big and lazy. I be on my missions, but everybody know that. Getting on the stage, flexing and performing. Got the interviews, about to start touring. All my haters.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.